City's favourite, KC 107.7.
Yes, you are right back with me, Gerine de Wet, at the Power Hour, KC 107.7, on this beautiful Thursday evening, just a few days before Christmas. Yes, but we must still get our power and our inspiration, you know, very important. I have someone in studio with me, Jean de Klerk. He's got such an inspirational story, but he's also a gymnastics coach here in Paul. He's part of Vineland Gymnastics currently. He will tell us a little bit more. He trains the boys, but there's a story behind gymnastics also that really fascinated me. Jean, good evening. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's good to be here.
Jean, why did you move to Paul to coach gymnastics? Firstly, where were you living before?
I was living in Pretoria. I did gymnastics there for most of my life. And I moved down to Paul to coach high-performance gymnastics because there weren't really enough high-performance, or there's too many high-performance in Pretoria. So then we got the job here in Cape Town, so I needed an excuse to move to the sea.
Oh, so you needed an excuse. So it's the sports that brought you here.
Yeah.
Not the woman.
No, unfortunately.
How has gymnastics influenced your life?
For me, it really developed my character. I wasn't someone that really thought too much of myself, but it really, in school, people always knew me as the guy who did gymnastics in school, and when my friends asked me, I didn't really think too much of it, but then when they heard I won essays a few times, I thought it should be something worth mentioning. But yeah, that gave me really boost and confidence throughout my life.
Yeah, that's a sport I really stand in awe of it. Really, the flexibility and everything that you guys teach.
Yeah, I would say if you have to consider the weight up against other sports, I would say it's almost the most well-rounded sport that I could think of. If you can do gymnastics, you can do anything. Any other sport would come naturally to you because of the conditioning that you went through with gymnastics.
Okay, yeah, that I figured out. Your vision for the future of gymnastics in Paul, what is it?
For me, the idea for me is there wasn't really gymnastics for boys in Paul before that I knew of. So the idea is to get a high-performance group of boys in the Paul to let the people know, firstly, that there is now gymnastics in a high-performance level, that the boys can compete in Paul's on their own. I'm looking for my own facilities eventually along the line, and then if I can take a group of boys up to SA standards at least. I'm starting with the boys young now, so that's the ideal time to get the boys to level 8 when they're maybe beginning of high school already. That would be the perfect age.
Okay. So, anyone out there know of a perfect place? There's a hint, right?
Yes.
You're looking for a venue for the boys specifically.
Yes, I saw a few places, but it's quite expensive for the amount of boys. We've got about 23 boys that's now currently that's going to start next year. So there's space for much more. Before I needed really another coach, I can take about 3 groups of 10, would be 30 boys. That would be ideal for only me alone. I can already do that. And then if the boys grow beyond that, then it is going to be necessary for me to get in another coach and start expanding the boys. I'm looking to, if the boys are maybe over 200, then we can look to get a big facility in the Paul just to cover the expenses. You would need about 200 boys.
Okay. How long did you do gymnastics yourself?
Yes, I've been doing gymnastics just since I can remember. I did gymnastics in preschool. They called it monkey gymnastics. I did that for a while.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And then I stopped, and my mom was convinced that I'm lying. I don't want to do it again. So then I had to, like, argue with my mom for, like, 3 years. And then I started in grade 5 eventually. I started again. So I was a little bit older than it was. I was an old level 1. So that's where I started winning the competitions, and they moved me up. I skipped, I think, level 2. I skipped. I got a athlete's foot thing 1 year and I couldn't train for a year. That was a bad year. But then I went back. Yeah, I trained all the way to, was third out of school. I was doing gymnastics. I never stopped. And then I got injured in 2017 I got injured, and then I had to stop, unfortunately. But I was pretty soon after, about a year after I was in a car accident, I got back to the sport that really got me through the accident.
Before we close with the last question I want to ask you, you just spoke about the car accident, how gymnastics, part of being a gymnast, really, would you say, save your life?
Yes, basically. Yeah.
Can you please share that story?
Yeah. Okay, for me, the short story of it is we were on a game farm close to the Botswana Grens, and the bucky turned over. It was on a gravel road, so the road wasn't very good. I can't remember the day, but the bucky overturned, and I was flung out of the car. And the bucket was just a Nissan Navara, was a write-off. There were three of us in the car, and the other two guys, they stayed in the car. They didn't fall out, they didn't get injured at all. But I was thrown from the car, and they told me if I wasn't as fit as strong as I was, I would probably be dead on impact. If any of the other two guys fell out the car, they probably would have been dead on impact. So what happened was I got a bunch of skull fractures. I broke my ribs, I broke my jaw. And I ended up with it's called a TBI, a traumatic brain injury. And I was put in a medically induced coma for, I think it was like 35 days, over a month or so, can't remember. But I recovered, I think, they told me I had to take 3 years off just to recover. And I think it was maybe 5-6 months, I was back on my feet, back at home. Wow. Exactly a year after my accident, I was back at work. And yeah, from there I didn't really slow down.
Wow. Just shows sometimes how important sports can play a role in a child's life. And especially, I know, that's why I say I stand in awe when it comes to gymnasts. I'm not downing any other sports, but what they can do, what they are taught to do. You know, so I'm a front runner when it comes to children must partake in any kind of sport or whatever. Yes. Sean, what would you like to change from the norm in gymnastics?
I think the biggest thing for me is there's a culture of overtraining. I would say the mentality behind gymnastics previously was if you work harder than your opponent, you're ahead immediately. And what happened was they really killed the gymnast with training and conditioning, and they build a mindset up of you need to be able to push yourself through injuries, you have to put things off.
Wow.
Like you can't have a social life, you can't go on holiday, all these things that what for me it stood out when I was doing gymnastics. I went on holiday for months at the end of the year. I went, laid on the beach, I came back, I won essays maybe 3-4 times, and I wasn't the only boy in my group that won essays. We had like at least 5-6, and we were supposed to be the easygoing group. I was just like, my coach told me, just because I wanted to work hard. It was when I was there, I was working hard. And then when I wasn't there, I was relaxing. I know gymnasts that train three hours every single day of the week. There's even gymnasts that go 3 hours more than once per day. And then they say they're behind because their opponents were training more, for instance. And then they have these overuse injuries, you call it spinal, they got compound fractures. From so much impact on your back, for instance, without any recovery. That's for me a sure sign of just overtraining, because that's the biggest problem for me. Overtraining, under recovering, it's not helpful to, if, especially a kid of like 12, 13 years old, training maybe 12, 13 hours a week and not really taking time to just live their life.
Yes.
Still kids. So yeah, that's for me, that's what I wanted to train. I want the kid to want to train hard. I wanted to train hard. And my coach never told me I need to. I would want the kids to want to do the gymnastics. Gymnastics should be fun. It's just like playing, but you play with, my coach told me, if you play with gymnastics, you play with good technique. You see how much you can do well. And if you start doing it bad, you stop. You don't hammer out 6, 7, 8 more, and then you hurt yourself eventually, and you then you tell them, "Bill, now you know you need to build the mentality to get over your injury." For instance, that's for me just an unhealthy habit.
I think that's a good outlook because I believe in the balance.
Yes.
Anything in life, there needs to be a balance. I want to wish you a blessed Christmas. Thank you for coming in, and wish you well on your gym that's coming up. We pray and we know you're going to get the right venue.
Yes.
And yeah, have a blessed Christmas. Are you planning to go on holiday with to your parents or something?
For now, I'm going to just stay in Paul for now. My mom's maybe going to visit me over the New Year's time. She's coming down to Cape Town. I feel it's unnecessary to go back where I came from, where I usually come to Cape Town for vacation. I'd rather bring my mom here than I go back to where I want to tell people to come to the beach. So
yeah, but anyway, thank you, John, and have a blessed Christmas. It's omidrai.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to having a nice 2 weeks of just rest.
You're most welcome. And that is it from me for tonight from the Power Hour. Karine De Wet, 107.7. Same place, same time, next week, right here.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.